The speed block is the one where we get more focused on local muscular endurance, more on the lactic energy system, because we don't want to overdo that too early, because that kills off your aerobic side. And we need that aerobic engine being as big as possible. So you don't depend on your lactic side. We just tolerate it if you push into that. So that's where that comes in. But also, I don't tend to overly program a lot of local muscular endurance, because I know you tend to get that in the Muay Thai training anyway. Fighters, welcome back to another episode of Heat Trick Muay Thai Performance. So when you're doing your bag work and your pad work and all the burnout drills and stuff like that, locally, the limbs are getting a hell of a lot of what we need. If there's ever any issues where people are literally finding, you know, shoulders are fatiguing too much or whatever, then we can go in and locally give you some things to work on that. Ordinarily, I don't tend to overdo that, because I am expecting that the Muay Thai is going to give you the local muscular endurance, and I'm more focused on the central engine and making sure that's providing the energy to the local muscles. And then in the Muay Thai, you'll drill using the local muscles. And you very often have like all the multiple push-ups and sit-ups and all that kind of stuff, which is more local muscular endurance again. So rather than just chucking more of that at you, I'm expecting you've probably got that base covered. But say, if it's ever the case where you're like, I really don't feel I am, let me know and I'll give you some things that we can just chuck in so you've got that. But it is as simple as some body weight bits and pieces. I mean, you can very simply make yourself a circuit where you're working the local muscles in a way we need to. If you think upper body push, upper body pull, something for the core and something for the lower body. And if it's body weight, I tend to go more sort of split stances or single leg exercises to make sure there's some overload in there. And if you're going, you know, 15 reps or above, then you're starting to get into proper muscular endurance. I tend to like people to work for up to 30 seconds a flat out effort on each one of the exercises before moving on to another bit, because that's going to make sure you're working lactic power rather than lactic capacity. Lactic capacity goes on for a lot longer, and that's more likely to hurt your aerobic endurance if you do that, because it starts basically killing off the mitochondria, which are giving you the energy that you work so hard for all the aerobic portions. And it's more like, if you're going at the same muscle group repeatedly for longer than 30 seconds, that's seriously fight gone bad. There's something gone wrong there. So it's not really what we need. It depends on your intensity, because it's literally like, you know, if you're doing a 100 meter sprint, you put a lot more intensity into it than if I said, you're right, you're doing 400 meters, you'll pace it differently. So the fact that you're doing 3 minutes of skip knees, the power on those will be a lower effort than if I said 10 seconds, go, you'd be really smashing it. So it's a different intensity. So there's no problem with you doing that. And it's also because it's cyclic, kind of one knee, then the other. So there's a little micro rest of one set of muscle groups while the other side's working, and then it flips. But I very much use that kind of thing as well on a punch bag. If I'm wanting the overall work rate to be really high, then I will shift the emphasis between left arm, right arm, left leg, right leg, and different shape techniques even. So straight punches to hooks to uppercuts, you know, the more you change the angles that you're using the limbs, different muscle fibers are working, and a little bit of lactic acid gets shifted around rather than like multiple round kicks, just the same thing, same thing, same thing, same thing. That's going to burn out really quickly. But even if you went, you know, round kick to the middle, then low kick, and then a bit higher, and just changing the height would actually shift the way the lactic acid builds up and how the fibers locally fatigue. But even then, you know, I'd be like, you know, 10 kicks on one side, switch to the other leg. Well, then go to arms for a moment, bam, 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 but keep the work rate up really high and really powerful, then back to the legs. And actually, I find that as an exercise is really useful, because if you can feel, how can I maintain the highest overall work rate by shifting the volume of work between different muscle groups, different techniques? You could do the same in a fight, where you start throwing combinations together and you can keep smashing the other person relentlessly, but you instinctively start phasing between lefts, rights, legs, arms, rather than being the same thing. Just, I mean, you see people, don't you, when they kind of catch someone with a punch with a headshot, and they just go for the head with punch, 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 and they go for like 30 seconds or longer, and you can see it, just the lactic is like, ah. Whereas if they just shifted some of that attention to a different shape punch or for a knee for a moment to get the hands down again and then go back to the arms, that little micro rest would give the lactic acid a chance to dissipate, and then they'd be able to continue an overall higher work rate again. So that sort of stuff's really useful actually on a punch bag as part of these kind of drills too.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit heatrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.